genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400 or streaming live over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people have to say and relate it to how we work and live right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, then you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, 639-0008, or if you're out of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme. And today's theme is cruel irony. Both of my guests will tell stories about life's cruel irony and how it's affected them. My first guest may be familiar to some listeners. He's a student at Foothill Technology High School right here in Ventura. He and Raina Arbuckle appeared on the Business of Life show last fall because they were organizing a blood drive at Foothill Technology, making them both heroes in my opinion. Since their appearance, life has dealt our young hero a cruel blow, however. Victor Salinas is now 16, perhaps even 17 years old by now. Shortly after the blood drive, he was diagnosed with liver cancer and had a portion of his liver removed. Throughout the process, Victor needed several blood transfusions. Also joining me in the studio is Holly Nash. She's the director of donor recruitment for United Blood Services. Holly works in the Ventura office. Holly is the one who actually brought Victor and Raina to my attention last fall. She was instrumental in supporting the blood drive at Foothill Technology. Holly is a regular on the Business of Life talking about the need for more heroes like Victor and Raina to organize blood drives and donate blood. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you back. Victor, how are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You're sporting a new look since the last time that I saw you.
Yeah. The John Travolta look.
The John Travolta look. It's very dashing.
Yeah, it is.
It's very becoming. So no need to wear it proudly. You're looking good
Absolutely.
Out there. Well, let's just get down to some basics. Did I get your age right?
I'm going to be 18 on Saturday.
You're going to be 18
Happy
on
birthday.
Saturday?
Wow. How
Tempest
cool is
Fugits.
That?
Time moves, doesn't it? Well, there you go. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, the last time you were on the show, Victor, you and Raina were here. You were talking about organizing the drive. Did you know at that time that you had liver cancer?
No. I had previous months before that, I had a pain underneath the left side of my rib cage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, the tumor had been pushing up against my spleen, and that's where the pain had come from.
And so the pain emanated there from the pressure against the spleen, and that was your first indication and your only indication that you had had cancer at that point.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it went away, but, you know, I didn't think anything of it, but it came back, and that's when we started all this.
So
you did all kinds of tests and whatnot with your doctors from there?
Yeah, they did an ultrasound at first. I went to urgent care one morning because it was, you know, pulsate.
So
it had like a pulse to it. So that was just the spleen, you know, because there's an artery that runs through there anyway.
You've learned a lot.
Yeah.
You do. You probably are in line to go to medical school now, Victor.
I'm actually interested in that now.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
So
what was the first indication? You were going in because it was pulsating.
Yeah.
And that was the first time they diagnosed it. Urgent care sent you to go get the ultrasound?
Yes.
Or they did right away?
Yes.
So they knew that it was something.
Same day,
Okay.
Actually, next day, but regardless.
Well, walk us through that whole process, because that is actually something that I'm interested in. You know, with the new medical bill being passed, medical care is on the top of everybody's mind, Victor. So
it was,
how was it for you?
It was really, really fast. I mean, I started chemotherapy that month, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, so they sent me to the ultrasound, and then they recognized that, you know, my spleen was swollen. And then from there, they said that part of my liver wasn't resonating the same way as another part.
Wasn't resonating? I'm not sure. I'm not medical. What does that mean?
They can tell by ultrasound is by waves, and they could tell that it looks different on the screen too. So they had a CT scan done that same day in Pueblo Radiology over there
on Market Street.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Pueblo.
So they do that, and that was a scary process, and it was a rough day. And from there, they sent me over to. They sent that over back to urgent care. They called us back into this back office, and he said, cancer is a word that's thrown out there. And, by that point, everyone's heart kind of, dropped. And so from there, they recommended me, and they sent me over to Children's Hospital in L.A. I wasn't familiar with it, but I was only I'm only 17,
yeah.
Still technically minor. So then from there, they did a biopsy and then chemotherapy and then it's their 21-day cycles. So you're in there for, the hospital for 2 days and then 19 days.
Recuperation.
And then,
wow.
I was able to go home, still really ill.
Mm.
So.
But at least you were able to go home. That's
right.
Better.
Of course you have to stay away from sick people because your immune system's so low.
Sure.
Is deficient. Right.
And your blood counts.
Right. We're talking to Victor Salinas, everybody. He's telling us his experiences as a cancer survivor, liver cancer survivor. It's actually an incredible story, Victor, and you're glossing over so many points. And I know that part of it is you may not want to relive all of this. But
I'm fine with it.
The reality is that what you went through, very traumatic for an adult, let alone a 17-year-old boy at that point. So what were you thinking? I mean, what was first going through your mind when they told you, the doctors told you and your parents that you had cancer? What was your first immediate reaction?
I knew that, in today's day and age, we have, good doctors. And my doctor over at Children's, Marcio Malagalanquin, I don't know, he's from Brazil.
Okay.
Anyway, just a great team of doctors and I've lost hope a couple times, but other than that, I hit rock bottom once, but I've never really had any doubt in our, system.
Well, that's good to hear, and obviously the system is working for you, at least right now.
Yeah.
That is good. So after you got over the initial shock, the initial scare that comes with cancer, the treatment process for you, it's been pretty systematic and it's been pretty consistent. How effective has it been?
We did two cycles of chemotherapy, the same of cisplatin and dioxirubicin. They called us in again, and it turns out that the tumor hadn't shrunk nor grown. And
so it had stayed the same.
It stayed the same, so it wasn't that effective. So I could have kept my hair.
It'll grow back.
In retrospect, you look really good.
You do.
Yeah.
That's the cool haircut these days is to not have one.
Yep.
So you're on the leading edge, Victor. But all right, so you could have avoided chemo, but
yeah.
You didn't know that at the time, and you want to take that first step.
It was worth a try. A little bit of nausea. But anyway, so from there, they, basically told me you have another choice of just go through this surgery, and we'll do, The surgeon, Dr. Stein, he's, super confident in his work. He was over in, Indonesia or somewhere, and he separated conjoined twins.
And, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. And so, or I could have done a different type of chemotherapy, at which point, time is a factor. I'm technically considered terminal, but, I don't let that get in the way. AIDS, technically, in a person with AIDS is terminal, but they lived, to be, 70, 80
right.
years old.
Victor, I've got a news flash for you. We're all going to die. So
yeah.
At some point, we're all terminal. It's just a question of how many years you have to live.
But what a great attitude you have, and you're being so strong. You've been so eloquent in how you, contacted Bill and just asked for some time to come on and talk about this with folks. And I think that helps other people who are going through it to understand that there's plenty of options out there and plenty of hope and things. Medicine is amazing these days.
Mm-hmm. So Dr. Stein was your surgeon, and
yes.
He took through. Now, what exactly was the procedure that you went through to remove part of your liver?
I just showed up on July 20th, and they, you know, nerves on everybody's faces, and, you know, then they did, you know, the pre-op, they put the warm blankets on you, and then, you know, you're sitting there anxiously, and then they put, like, the, what's called happy juice, and you start to feel a little loopy, then you, you know, go in the back room, and I don't even remember having the mask on or anything. I woke up and had, you know, the breathing tube and the intensive care unit, and it was really, really rough for the first 4 days after waking up. But anyway, I think what they did is they shaved in, first they shaved into, on my right side, they shaved into my abdominal wall, so, you know, for, I had to recover a lot. I couldn't even sit up. Anyway, I have this pretty nasty scar.
And for those of you,
impressive.
This is radio, but
is
for those
radio?
Of you yeah. there, you can't really see the scar. It does look like a T-bone, though. It's sort
it
of does. T-shaped there.
Very
so, and the incision goes literally
across
10 inches wide, and how many inches up?
Almost a foot and a half
up. A foot and a half up. So wow. To say that they had you splayed open would be an understatement.
Yeah.
At that
well,
point.
Your bikini days may be over.
Well, the amazing thing about this, we're talking to Victor Salinas, everybody. He is a liver cancer survivor. He's here talking about his experience. But the remarkable thing to me is that this was all happening July the 20th. And here we are. It's August the 5th. So that recovery time for a young man like yourself is pretty darn incredible.
Mm.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Were you able to go through graduation?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That was on, oh, yeah, and prom.
Oh, and prom.
Yeah.
Ah.
A hint from the wings, prompting from the wings about making the prom.
Yeah, cool. Cool.
Anyway.
And so what was the result of going to prom? Was there any outcome of going to prom, being able to make it after
it was,
surgery?
I mean, they basically told me, you know, we can try our best to, because I was undergoing chemotherapy then, or I was almost done. So they said, you know, we'll try our best. If it was, and if it had been that weekend, they could have squeezed it in, but it was, you know, the weekend after that. But, you know, I made it, and we won prom king, queen.
Sweet.
Congratulations. So prom king and queen. We're talking to Victor Salinas, everybody. He's a liver cancer survivor. Also in the studio, Holly Nash from United Blood Services. We've got a break for just a short commercial break here. When we come back, though, Victor, I want to talk about the role that blood transfusions and United Blood in particular had in your survival and now your recovery. So join us after this short commercial break.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Today's theme for the show is cruel irony. And my first guests are both in studio. Victor Salinas is a cancer survivor. He had liver cancer and has just literally just come through the operation. And 16 days later, he's here in the studio talking to me about the experience that he had. Also joining me in the studio is Holly Nash, who is the director of donor. What is your exact title? Donor recruitment. I knew that. Some reason I had a brain aneurysm there, but donor recruitment for United Blood Services. So that's something else as well. But Victor, before we went to break, we were talking about the important role that blood and blood donations made in your recovery. Could you talk a little bit about how important blood and United Blood Services was to you?
Well, last time I was on the show, I, you know, sort of preaching for the points, I guess. You know, I mean, good PR, but so. I talked about how, you know, we don't realize how vital this blood, this, you know, liquid is in our body, but when you donate, you feel really good about it. And now that I know, I mean, I needed 6 pints of blood. I don't know how many units that is, but I guess units and pints are different. Anyway, so I lost 6 pints of blood, and, you know, I needed that back, and I'm O negative, so I can only take O negative. And it's really come full circle for me. And that, you know, I donated this blood, and then someone out there had also donated, and it came back to me.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the cruel irony right there, I'll tell
yes.
you. Victor, let me ask you, you know, you've just graduated from high school. Congratulations on
Thank you.
King of the prom, and congratulations to your significant other for being queen. The question for
Yay,
you
Raina.
Is this. And what about college? What does all of this mean for your college plans?
It's been postponed a little bit. You know, this first semester, we're still first semester of college, but I think next semester I'm going to, you know, take a couple classes and occupy my time and, you know, hopefully learn something.
Well, and we hope that you do, too. And as you're preparing now for your medical career, you said that you've got a renewed interest in medicine, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the nurses over at Children's are, you know, really nice, and there's all just a broad spectrum of personalities, and, you know, they all instill this hope in all the patients, and I really like that feeling.
Oh, it's wonderful. That's great. Holly, you were the first. You brought Victor and Raina both to my attention last fall.
Yes.
And hearing this story, how does it make you feel, knowing that, you know, you sort of helped these young people, you gave them an opportunity to organize the blood drive, and then all of this? What are your feelings about all of this?
Well, first I'd like to just talk about how impressive both of these young folks are. They did, I believe, 6 blood drives. They were working towards scholarships. They were out of Foothill Technology High School, and we weren't always able to do a blood drive there, so they went out into the community and set up as coordinators blood drives themselves. And so they're just both amazing, amazing people.
Awesome responsibility, awesome achievements.
And I have to shame Victor a little bit because he was actually willing to put on what we call the UB costume.
The UB costume? Now, for those of us who don't know, what is the UB costume?
It's a little bit embarrassing, but it's a United Blood Services blood drop costume. And he was willing to go out and, you know, draw in
no pun intended, right?
Yeah, no pun intended. And so they've both been great sports and worked hard. And they both did receive scholarships of
$1,000. Oh, that's wonderful.
Towards college.
If you don't mind, expand on that a little bit. So United Blood Services has scholarships available for high school students that are looking to go on to college?
We do. They're required to submit a form and then also an essay. We award them, you know, once a year. And then we also have scholarships that can go to a club at a school, also a teacher that would be nominated by students. So we have a lot of different opportunities.
Well, that's incredible. I didn't know that you had that many opportunities available. If somebody wants to tap into one of those opportunities, what should they do?
They should call us.
But call who me. In specifically?
Call me, Holly Nash, 477-1240.
All right, Holly.
And that's anywhere in Ventura County, but we also are on the whole Central Coast and into Rancho Mirage area. So.
All right, very cool. Now, tell us, what's happening over at United Blood Services? What's new and different since the last time I saw you?
Well, right now we have a promotion going for Marble Slab Ice Cream. So if you come in and donate either in one of our centers or at one of our mobile drives before or up to July 15th, then
August
15th. Sorry, I'm a month off. August 15th. I'm still back somewhere in March. I apologize. August 15th. Then you get a free pint of Marble Slab ice cream. If you're not in a Marble Slab area, then we have Baskin Robbins and Cold Stone as backups as well.
So help me to understand this promotion. Give a pint of blood, get a pint
of
ice cream.
Yeah, pint for pint.
Pint for pint. One
yes.
for one.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, Holly, since you were in the last time, there have been some significant changes in your life as well, haven't there, outside of United Blood Services?
Yeah, married off a daughter.
Woo! What a relief that must be for you.
Yeah, 2 years in the making. So the princess is now in Louisiana.
She's living in
Louisiana? Actually, Bridezilla is now in Louisiana.
Bridezilla. Okay. How was the wedding for you?
It was wonderful. At one point, she came in to donate blood at the center. And, you know, I was saying, oh, Bridezilla's in the house. And they're like, she said, wait, you actually call me that? I said, oh, yes. But it all went wonderfully, and we're happy it's over.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you
I know
very
that
much.
You didn't lose a daughter, you gained a son-in-law.
Absolutely, and he's awesome. He's in the Army, and he's an outstanding young man.
And what took them to Louisiana?
That's where he's stationed.
Ah.
Fort Polk.
Fort Polk in Louisiana.
In the middle of nowhere, as I
understand.
You want
to give them a big shout-out?
Absolutely. I love you both.
There you go. Well, Holly, this whole situation with Victor and the cancer that he went through really is very poignant, and it points out the need to donate blood.
Absolutely.
I mean, why do we need to be donating blood, and why now in the summer months? Why is it so important?
Well, particularly in the summer months, because folks get busy on vacations, and so they get a little distracted from what they might normally be doing in terms of coming in to donate blood on a regular schedule. We really need folks to come in 3 times a year to donate blood.
3 times a year?
3 times a year.
You can do it more than that,
you
right?
You can do it every 8 weeks, but it's not always in everybody's schedule. So if they're able to come in 3 times a year, if everybody did that, you know, we wouldn't have a shortage.
Do we have a shortage now? That was going to be my next question.
We do on a couple of types of blood, but we're doing well. What we need to do is make sure that people stay on schedule if they can. When we call them, if they can make sure to make an appointment. If that's the case, then we're doing okay.
Okay.
We're doing okay.
Glad to hear that. Now, you said there's certain types of blood that are in a little bit more need than others. Are there any particular types that you want to call out?
Well, always O negative, as you mentioned, Victor. That's a universal donor. So we always need that, because what that means is that no matter what your blood type is, you can receive O negative blood. So that's always one that is important. They're all important. I'm O positive, which is actually the most common. You too, Raina? O positive. We're actually 38% of the population in the United States.
Interesting.
That is O positive. And what that means is, you know, maybe we're the largest group, but we also need the most donors.
Because you are the largest group, anything
right.
happens to that group,
yeah.
you need the blood.
Yes.
So there's the greatest need for O positive as well. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Now, recently, United Blood Service started a new program for donors who give a gallon or more of blood, like Tom Spence, our producer here. Tell us about that program, and when did that get kicked off?
We've had that in about the last year. And what it is you can go online, and you can actually get points. You go to bloodforlife.org, and you need your donor number. So if you come in and donate, we assign you a donor number. You need that because confidentiality is extremely important to us.
Yes.
That's the only way that you can get into your account, if you will. And then you can check the number of points that you are accruing. So if you book your appointment online at bloodforlife.org, and then you show up for your appointment, you get 100 points for booking it, and then another 100 points for coming in to actually donate. And so you start to accrue points, and then you can get things like, ice cream, CDs.
You're big
DVDs.
On the ice cream
know,
for blood, aren't
well,
you?
Well, it's summer. It's summer.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, movie tickets, things like that.
Yeah.
So, and it can all, it's all done online. You don't have to do anything. You can print out your certificates. You know, in your computer, so it's really user-friendly.
Victor, back to you. Now, you've gone through this. I'm happy to hear from Holly that you didn't drain the blood bank of all the O-negative blood that was there. That's very good. But seriously, Victor, you've gone through this traumatic thing with liver cancer and so forth. You now understand and greatly appreciate the need for blood. Mm-hmm. You're talking to thousands of people here in Ventura County. What would you tell them about donating blood? What would be the first thing that you would advise them?
You know, go out there and do it. It's, that little pinprick is, you know, and it's a little uncomfortable, but you sit there for, you know, 10 minutes and you're saving somebody's life. It's
In your case, it's literally true.
Yeah,
they may have
literally
been saving
true.
Your life.
I mean, if I, you know, if I could have been in the ICU even longer if had I not had those blood transfusions, so...
Incredible. Well, Victor, you are a hero on so many levels. You're a hero for initiating those blood drives that you were initiating before all of this happened, and then surviving and going through liver cancer the way that you have. An incredible story. I wish you all the success in the world. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for being my guest. Holly, thank you for being my guest.
May
too.
I add one short comment?
You certainly can.
We never know when we're going to need it.
That's... Victor, you're living proof. You're,
yes.
you're the exact proof that you never know when you're going to need blood.
Yep.
Well said, Holly Nash.
Thank you
so much. That's Holly Nash of United Blood Services and Victor Salinas, who is on his way to college now after he has had and survived liver cancer. Congratulations to both of you. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.